Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, 111, which opens with that beautiful word, Haliluka. Chazal point out in Masechet Psachim that throughout the book of Tehillim, there are 10 different terms which express praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Words such as Tehillah, Shir, Mizmor, Nitzuach. There's one term, though, that is considered particularly special, particularly potent, because it's composed of two elements. As Chazal say, Shem v'Shevach b'vat achat. It's a combination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and the term of praise. Hallelu, praise. Ka, the name of Hashem. And because they're combined in one word, this word has a special power. There's another hint that this perek holds some very special importance, which elevates it. And that is, as the Radak points out, the formula of this perek, where the psukim go through the order of the aleph beis. Each of the first psukim contains two letters. Pasuk aleph has aleph and bet. Pasuk gimel has gimel and dalet, etc. Until the final psukim, where we find three of the letters appearing in the pasuk. Any perek in general, the Radak tells us, that is composed in the order of the aleph bet, is one, as he says, that is nichbad me'od, particularly special. There's a unique ruach hakodesh and a unique importance to the message that's delivered in any perek that's composed according to the order of the aleph bet. Okay, let's get to it. Ode Hashem b'chalevav. And this is a perek that follows the formula, beginning with the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking at the wonders of the world He created, looking at specifically the unique miracles He did for Klal Yisrael, and the conclusion being how perceiving this magnificence, perceiving this care, the Jew is drawn to greater dedication to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning His Torah. Let's see that journey. Ode Hashem b'chalevav. I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all my heart. As the Sfat Emet points out so beautifully, b'chalevav. When David HaMelech sings his songs, levav here is plural. David had only one heart. But his songs contain the hearts of all of Klal Yisrael. We find ourselves, each of us in our own experiences, our own days, our own nights, our own fears, our own songs, that which is in all of our hearts is included in the song of David HaMelech. Ode Hashem b'chalevav, besod yesharim ve'eda, in the council of those who are upright and the entire congregation. Gdolim ma'aseh Hashem. As the Bina L'itim points out, Gdolim ma'aseh Hashem, the ways of Hashem are large, are great, and very often the way in which He runs His world is beyond the comprehension of regular people. However, drushim l'chol cheftzehem, that which is accessible to all people, is that which they actually want. And according to the Bina L'itim, this refers to the mitzvot, which the secrets of creation may be beyond us, but keeping the mitzvot of Hashem, that is drushim l'chol cheftzehem, that is accessible to any person. Rav Hirsch over here says so beautifully, gdolim ma'aseh Hashem, the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one is great. Every individual that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is gadol, is great. There is not a single one that is too insignificant for Hashem's concern. There is not a creature that is too small for Hashem's care. And if that's the message, it would seem clear, there's no creature too small or insignificant for our care. Gdolim ma'aseh Hashem, anyone Hashem chose to create is worthy of His attention. Hod v'hadar pa'alo, His work is splendid, it's magnificent. V'tzidkaso omedes la'ad, there is this world that we live in. And the world that He created is v'tzidkaso, it is the chesed of Hashem that He created this beautiful world that is ours, that endures forever. Zecher asa l'nifla osav, in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, there are wonders that He did. The Mefarshim tell us specifically here, the Niflaosav referred to are the wonders of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And then in every generation, there are further miracles, salvations, rescues that remind us there is a zecher, a memorial, a reminder. At all times in history, as the Radak points out, the wonders of every generation remind us of the original and greatest salvation, which was that happened in Mitzrayim. And the process of those of us who have sat at a Leil HaSeder and listened perhaps to our grandparents or our parents tell the story of their own Yitziat Mitzrayim. I know my grandparents at the Seder speaking of their experiences in Auschwitz and the rescue and their coming out and the times they were in, and relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation through the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, and then drawing us into their experiences, which were much closer to our times, but held the depth of their experience tied to that of the nation. Zecher asal nifla osav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed memorials, remembrances, throughout history to his original salvations, and these all remind us over and over and over that Chanon v'rachum Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful. Not only do events in history remind us, but the drash over here brought by the Radak is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also programmed reminders and memorials in the days in which we celebrate Shabbos and the Chagim, where we revisit again every week and then throughout the year the memories of the salvation and the rescues and every greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us from Yitziat Mitzrayim and on through history. We continue with Pasuk Hey, up to letter Tet. Teref Nasali Re'av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided food for those who fear him. Yizkor Le'olam Briso. He eternally remembers the covenant and the guarantee that he has given to us. Teref Nasali Re'av. Comment brought over here. The word teref here, which refers to food and to sustenance, brought in the Breishit Rabbah by Chazal, teref is related to tiruf, persecution, or trouble. And Chazal points out that teref nasani re'av, there are times in this world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings suffering, brings pain and trouble to those who fear him. But yizkor le'olam briso, that's temporary. That's just in the here and now. But eternally, le'olam haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his covenant and remembers to give schar to these tzaddikim who have suffered. Koach ma'asav higid la'amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu related the strength of his deeds to his nation. La'ses lahem nachlas goyim. To deliver to them as a gift, a heritage of the peoples. This pasuk is quoted in the very first Rashi in our Torah, in Parshat Bereishit, Pasuk Aleph, where Rashi explains, Koch ma'asav higid la'amo, Rashi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made known that he created the world to let the world know that he created this world, he created Eretz Yisrael, and decides to give Eretz Yisrael over to the ones who deserve it and expel those who don't. And so it's Parshat Bereishit, Sefer Bereishit, Pasuk Aleph, when Hashem created the world, that gives legitimacy to the Jewish people for their hold on Eretz Yisrael. Because again, we go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us nobody was there. We don't have to know that he created the world. He tells us so for us to remember that if he created the world and created Eretz Yisrael, he's the boss, and he can decide to whom he gives it, to who he kicks out. And this, of course, is the confidence that we have from the very first pasuk in the Torah. Now, of course, this is not necessarily convincing in the United Nations or the world stage. We can't just say, check out the first pasuk in the Torah or pasuk vav in Perek Kuf Yud Aleph in Tehillim. But the understanding that's brought is that, as Rav Elia Meir Bloch points out, if we have the strength of this resolve that Eretz Yisrael is ours because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it to us, that confidence is the power with which we hold on to this land. and other nations will not be able to fight or dispute the power of that conviction. Pasuk Zayin. Ma'ase yadav emes u'mishpat ne'emanim kal pikudav. The work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, it is eternal, it is long-lasting. And as such, if we see the way in which Hashem fulfilled his emet, his promise, again here, speaking of the land of Eretz Yisrael, it seemed perhaps unfair or unright that the seven nations of Canaan were expelled from Eretz Yisrael. But again, this was the emes u'mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he had previously promised to the Avot, as the Radak points out, that the land would be theirs. Ne'emanim kal pikudav. We can extrapolate. If in that case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to give Eretz Yisrael to the Jewish people was emes u'mishpat, because of the promise he made to the Avot, we can extend this to all orders and to all decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ne'eman. Everything Hashem does is emet u'mishpat. And here from understanding, again, the beauty of nature, the precision of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has orchestrated history, brought us to Eretz Yisrael, brought us to the place where we are now, on our way back, of course. We then come to the basis of all this belief, Pasuk Ches, Smuchim la'ad le'olam. This, according to Rashi, refers to the commands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the mitzvot that we find in the Torah. Torah becomes, and this is as the Malbim explains it, the base, the very strong foundation upon which the entire world rests. Asuyim be'emes v'yashar. They are accomplished with truth and with fairness. Pidus shalach le'amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent salvation, saved his nation. Tziva le'olam briso kadosh v'nora shemo. As Rav Hirsch points out, Pidus shalach le'amo. Any time and every time in history that Klal Yisrael have needed a salvation, they did not make the salvation. They did not save themselves. In every chapter, the rescue was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem sent salvation because it is in His hands to save us. What's our role? Tziva le'olam briso. Our role, our job, to deserve the salvation of Hashem is to keep close to the covenant and to obey the laws which He gave us. Kadosh v'nora shemo. If we elevate our actions and our behavior to be holy, to be sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Hirsch, then we deserve the pidus shalach le'amo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us a salvation that we will not have to pull off with our own powers. Finally, Pasuk Yud, all the truths we've discussed lead again to the realization, to the honesty of a greater fulfillment and a greater dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. As the Radak explains, step one, stage one for a Jew is understanding and learning the Torah and understanding how to keep the mitzvot to the best of his ability. Once that is firmly in place, then a person can branch out into other areas of Chachma. But every intellectual pursuit, every discovery of the wonders of the world has to be based on a very firm foundation of Yiras Hashem. And if that is the order and that is the balance, first comes Yirat Hashem, and then layered upon that are other areas or other endeavors of Chachma, of knowledge, of learning. Then, Sechal Tov L'chal Osehem. This will bring success and intelligence to those who fulfill. As Rav Hirsch points out, the success does not come to Lomdehem, the ones who believe in things in theory. As Rav Hirsch points out, Sechal Tov L'chal Osehem. Success comes to the one who applies, who acts on the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person, where the story of the world and the story of his life leads him to Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, eventually Tehilaso Omedes La'ad. His praise is one that lasts forever. Lanetzach. Thank you for studying the Eloi Nishmat, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'erit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. This has been sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.